שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתפי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we are reading the introduction from the sage, from the mouth of a sage, on page 484, Kabbalah for the student, and you can ask questions live. Page 484, starting with the words, hence, it will finally come to complete perfection. Namely, attain the whole light of the Torah. Sorry, skipping a bit forward. A. The Torah and mitzvot, as they appear to all, being the keeping of mitzvot and the study of Torah in the form of 613 counsels, these have the power to purify and cleanse the body and enhance the merit of the soul to be worthy and merit receiving the light of the king's face, as the soul was in its root, before it diminished and came into this base body and the base world.
What does it mean? That it was revealed to all. It's talking about the correction of the soul, about a person who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, is in a group like Kabbalists write to us what to do in order to correct his soul, which is the single soul for everyone, the soul of Adam Marishon. And until he corrects it, he brings it to a state that he can start revealing the Creator there step by step. Please read this again, because you could understand that maybe it's not talking about correction of the soul that you can do specifically by the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Again, from all the above, we find that there are two parts in the Torah and Mitzvot. A. The Torah and mitzvot, as they appear to all, being the keeping of mitzvot and the study of Torah in the form of 613 counsels, these have the power to purify and cleanse the body and enhance the merit of the soul to be worthy and merit receiving the light of the king's face, as the soul was in its root, before it diminished and came into this base body in the base world.
That way, you're still egoists, can join a group, and in the group, as we're told by Kabbalists, we can determine such relationships and correct them, that we have them regardless of what degree a person is on. He sees and he feels and he controls all of the actions that he does, and he understands these changes that take place with him. Of course, this is only towards a person that attains it, but you don't have to be unique in that respect. Each one can be part of it and participate. B.
Keeping the mitzvot and studying the Torah in the form of 613 deposits.
Meaning not 630 counsels, but 630 deposits.
Namely, the matter of attaining his names and the full reward of the souls.
After he already corrects his soul, which is already above the machsom, above being immersed in the ego, having already a masach, tzimtzum masach, and returning light, then he begins to engage in tariag pkudin, meaning gets the upper light in order to bestow. That's how he reveals the Creator.
The merit of the later part over the former is as the merit of heaven over earth. This is because the first part is mere preparation, and the second part is the actual completeness and the purpose of creation. This explains our above question about the words of our sages, that even if a person excels in Torah and good deeds, more than all his contemporaries, if he has not learned the secrets of Torah and the wisdom of truth, he must reincarnate in the world. We ask, what's the difference between this subject in the wisdom of truth from other subjects in the Torah?
Not just from the other subjects in the Torah, from all the other engagements in the Torah that you study and you scrutinize matters, right? Go on.
We found nowhere that one is compelled to engage in all the topics in the Torah. On the contrary, we have found opposition to that in many places, such as, one does much, the other little, as long as they aim their hearts to heaven. And also, it is not the study that is important, but the act.
Meaning there is a problem here to understand what 613 cancels and 613 deposits are and to what extent they're necessary for a person, that everything they do in the Torah are not important other than engaging in 613 cancels and deposits to determine the correction of the soul.
Now the matter is clarified. The whole part of the revealed Torah is but a preparation to become worthy and merit attaining the concealed part. It is the concealed part that is the very wholeness and the purpose for which man is created. Hence, clearly if a part of the concealed part is missing, although one may keep the Torah and observe its commandments in the revealed part, he will still have to reincarnate this world and receive what he should receive, namely the concealed part, by way of 613 deposits. Only in that is the soul completed the way the Creator had predetermined for it.
Well, he writes it in such a revealed manner, which is so clear. We don't really spread this as he wrote it here in order to not awaken the resistance. But it is the truth. It is the role of man. What, Gershon?
He says that the second part is keeping the Torah and studying the Torah by way of the 613 deposits. Why are they called mitzvot? Isn't it already the reception of the light?
Mitzvah is a commandment that you need to do 613 advices to prepare your vessels, and after the correction of the vessels to receive in order to bestow in the corrected vessels, that too is a mitzvah. There are two forms in a mitzvah. There is preparation for the mitzvah, which is 18 advices of how to do it. Preparation, a correction, and then there is the realization, the action, the pkudin, the deposit, where you already receive in order to bestow a special light that fills the soul, until all of the light of Ein Sof will be filled to a general kli.
One more question: what is the revealed part of the Torah?
There is no difference between the Torah that is revealed or concealed. He writes it in the intro to Tas. It all depends on a person. There is a person who reads the Torah. For them, it is the revealed Torah. And another person that for them, the Torah is concealed Torah. Concealed Torah, that he still feels that the Creator is concealed in that Torah. If he's in no contact with a Creator that's concealed in the Torah, in that case, he has no connection to the Torah. He has a connection to the story. But if he feels that the Creator is hiding behind what he's learning, then he already has contact to it, and he is in 613, 18, and then he moves on to 613 deposits when he begins to reveal it from the sacred names, meaning the revelation of the light in the Kli. And then Israel, Oraita, and Israel, the light and the Creator are one.
When I turn to reading this article, I use everything that we learned up to now. When I hear about Torah, I think about the reforming light, mitzvot, correcting the intention. Is this the correct approach to this article?
However you can, I can't determine how you'll study. Each one studies where his heart desires, period. Continue, please.
You can therefore see the utter necessity for anyone from Israel, whoever he may be, to engage in the internality of the Torah and its secrets. Without that, the intention of creation will not be completed in him. This is the reason why we reincarnate generation by generation through our current generation, which is the residue of the souls upon which the intention of creation has not been completed, as they did not attain the secrets of the Torah in the past generations. For this reason, they said in the Zohar, the secrets of Torah and its mysteries are destined to be revealed at the time of the Messiah. It is clear to anyone who understands that since they will be completing the intention of creation, they will be awarded the coming of the Messiah. Hence, inevitably, the secrets of the Torah will be revealed among them openly. Since, if the correction is prevented, they will be compelled to reincarnate.
Barur.
Is that clear? Go on. Yes.
We see that Bala Sulam explains very clearly what is the correction.
Sharp and dangerous.
Right. Now it's Bala Sulam, and there are all the necessary conditions, and still we see
what?
That it didn't spread and echo, and these words, did they have an impact? Did reality change as a result?
The fact that he wrote it, that already influenced. The fact that he printed, and these books were printing and spreading, it all influences. That's it. What do you want?
I'm asking about the gap between what a Kabbalist reveals.
It's not his business. Of course, he wants to see the end of correction immediately. But he acts above reason. Whatever will be, he must do it. There is the desired, and then there is the realistic. I do as much as I can in my state, in my time, and the plans, you know, they have to be, but you need to act with what's in front of you.
And systemically speaking, what's the difference between what is already revealed and what has to be realized?
Subjugation, the more that his work is loathsome, then I should accept it as the most sublime work. And then there's no question about it, what to talk about it. And you can cry about it, and people can complain. It doesn't matter. The most important is to do the job, each and every one. Go ahead, Oren.
This will explain to you what we should ask about this interpretation in general. For who am I and who are my fathers that I have been awarded making the interpretation to expand the knowledge of the hidden secrets in the Zohar and the writings of the Ari? Moreover, why have we thus far found no other to interpret this wisdom as openly as me? Now, you can see that because our generation is really the time of the Messiah, and we're all standing at the threshold of the complete correction, and the only prevention is the complete abandonment of the wisdom of truth in this generation, due to the difficulty of the language and the dispersion of the matters. In addition to all that, there is the smallness of the mind and the abundant troubles in our generation. Hence, when the Lord wishes to hasten the redemption of our souls, He has passed a privilege onto my hand to disclose the measure in this interpretation, and the will of God succeeded in my hand.
He's not shy here. He's not increasing or decreasing his role. He has an opportunity. He does it. Each one needs to do the same. And in truth, we can talk about souls, a great soul, a small soul. But when you enter in order to bestow, you don't have these calculations at all. We don't even understand it. Everything is cancelled. Everything is cancelled towards the Creator. Yes.
And I had another reason for making this open interpretation, as it is written in the Zohar. One must learn a little even from nonsense. As it is written, as far as light excels the darkness. After I completed my time in the city of Warsaw in the state of Poland, confined to my chamber having nothing to do with the darkness of my surroundings, I have been blessed with the settling in the holy city of Jerusalem. And when I walked among the people here, I saw the poverty of my people, the poverty of their mind. Their foolish laughter was in my ears as the noise of the pots under the city, mocking and trampling the heart and souls of our yearnings, slandering the Lord, His law, and His people in a loud voice. Without any wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah at all. Rather, it is an assortment of words and names, no sense and no moral, only literal words. It is a privilege to chatter idle words in the written text with complete faith that they're holy things, and that thus the purpose of creation will be completed upon us. And when those who engage in the literal texts with complete faith increase in number, the Messiah King will come at once, for by that the whole correction will be completed and nothing more is needed.
I see you've been detached. Did you get what's written here or not? Yes, Niv. What's written?
He says that...
What did he meet there in Jerusalem?
He was shocked to meet the Jerusalem Kabbalists that only philosophize about the writings of Kabbalah and to believe that if everyone will do that, the Messiah will come.
Yeah, most important is just to read, right? That's what they're saying. There are many of those that, you know, we'll read the Zohar, we'll do this, we'll do that, without any group work. That's the main thing. Without an action. We'll just study. To read a little more, a little more, a little more. That's not a problem. That, by the way, there's no problem. there's no resistance with that. I went to a few Kabbalists before Rabash, and I studied to read. Why are we reading? Slowly, slowly, it penetrates. The study itself is the mitzvah, and nothing other than that. That's the problem. That's why he got so angry at them. Go on.
Finally, I met with the famous ones among them. People who have already worn out their years delving in the writings of the Ari and the Zohar. They have so succeeded that they have become proficient and conversant in all the writings of the Ari.
People think that they're great Kabbalists.
They have a reputation as being the holiest people in the land. I asked them if they had studied with the Rav who attained the internality of the matters. They answered, heavens no. There's no internality here whatsoever because accurate texts given to us and nothing more than that, God forbid. I asked from them, if Rav Chaim Vital had attained the internality of the matters, they replied, he certainly did not attain more than we do. I then asked about the Ari himself. They answered, he certainly did not know the internality more than us at all. And all that he knew, he had passed on to his disciple, Rav Chaim Vital, and thus they came into our hands. I mocked them. How then were the matters composed in the heart of the Ari without any understanding and knowledge? They replied, he received the composition of those matters from Elijah. And he knew the internality since he is an angel. Here my wrath poured out on them, for my patience to be with them had ended.
Okay? Questions about it? About the Ari? You have a question about the Ari? Go on, go on.
It's not a question, it's a bit. It's kind of. It makes you angry to read about it, because I kind of connect with the range, with the rage that Baal HaSulam felt.
Because he sees suffering, he sees Holocaust, he sees these things that take place in the world and what will be more, and we are now facing additional blows, and what can he do? And people that with their they have the ability to determine the future of the nation and the entire world, they don't want to hear. Yes?
From everything that Baal HaSulam wrote and did, should we get the necessity to publicize the matter of spiritual attainment specifically?
I learned from Rabash to be cautious, although that's not my personality at all. But you have to take into consideration the public. You need to be a little bit politician, a diplomat. You need to see the end of the act starts with a preliminary thought. To say things that won't be accepted, what's the benefit in that? That's negative publicity. That it will push them away from the wisdom of Kabbalah. So we need to find such ways and reach out to such audiences that there it will be accepted. That's why we're doing that more and more and more, to turn out, to turn to secular audiences only. And we're not dealing with any kind of religious audience. Doesn't matter on what level of religion they are. and also to all the nations, to all Babylon. That's our strength. That we can face. No one can contradict that. No one can take that from us. We need to continue this way. We are not dependent on anyone, only on ourselves.
So,
you can't hurt such an organization or such people, no matter what they do. Our Torah is within us. Everything we do, we disseminate. It's us. We're not dependent on anyone. The fact that some people don't like it, or that there are a few lunatics that are going against us, that's fine. What can you do? That's the Creator arranging this for us to guard us so that we won't go crazy. And by that, in the meantime, we will move on to our conclusion.
And just before that, our daily task is, during the day we discuss how do we criticize our attitude toward the friends, their attitude toward us, and we find the corruption. The daily task is, we discuss how during the day do we criticize the friend's attitude toward us, our attitude toward them, finding the corruption as the reason for preparing the correct request to the Creator. And this evening, 6:45, the World Yeshivat Chavarim, we're inviting the friends from the world Kli to come together, unite. Have a good day and a good night.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree.